song, but I'm glad to say he's here with us. I'd like to start off at two Irish reels for you, which are called The Mountain Road, and the second one is called Jenny's Chickens. Thank you very much. It's always nice to get the first selection over. All the nerves, but they're not gone, but it's nice to get the first selection over.
Well, whatever you want. Sure. At some stage, Playoff Ireland's got charged up in the park. I didn't play it since last year.
Yeah. Well, this next tune is an old piece of music dating back to the 1600s. And I'm going to dedicate this to Mick here beside me. It's a piece of music called O'Carolan's Concerto, which was composed sometime between the years 1670 and 1738 by this man called Turlough O'Carolan. Terence was his name in English, and he was a professional musician for most of his life. He played the harp, and he used to travel around Ireland in those days, and he was one of the very lucky ones because he was able to play in the houses of the very well-off people in Ireland, the aristocracy of the day, not only the Irish aristocracy, but also the English aristocracy. And this is one of, I think, in fact, over 200 pieces of music that he composed, but this is one of them called O'Carolan's Concerto. Some of you may have heard it before. Can you hear me? Do you understand me?
That's a first.
You look very puzzled. Thank you. I forgot to tell you too that Carlin was born in the 17th century, and early in the 17th century, it wasn't too popular for people to be playing harps and pipes, because actually at one stage it was outlawed. It was against the law to play music, and there were documented, I think, over 40 harpers and pipers who actually were executed in Ireland for playing. So myself and Nick Maloney, we're lucky we're living today.
don't speak yet, James, you're not finished yet. If he hits a bum note now, you start throwing things.
Why was it against the law? Part of the scheme on behalf of the English who were in Ireland and still are in Ireland was to try to stamp out the culture, and there are many different ways they did that. One of them, of course, was to try and stamp out the language and insist that the students and the young children would go to school and be taught through English. And another one, of course, was to discourage and to try and stamp out the culture that people had to look forward to, the dances and the get-togethers, music, and a lot of the old manuscripts with the old music was lost for the same reasons. And in actual fact, the music that I'm playing for you in a sense is actually modern, because the hornpipe time, the 4/4 and the 2/4 and the 6/8, 9/8 time were actually imports. They weren't native to Ireland at all, and unfortunately, because of our history, we don't know what was there 500 years ago, because the few remaining manuscripts, it's very hard to read them, because it's like you see lines on a page and a mass of dots, as if somebody was just doing this with a pen, so, you know, so we don't know.
Thank you.
thank you very much. They were two reels, which were called The Morning Dew, and the second one was called The Sailor's Bonnet. And now we're going to have a song from Mick Maloney.
James always has to get a bit of a rest in the middle because his hand gets tired, you know. And I'm going to sing a song that I learned years ago in Dublin. It's from the County Fermanagh, and it's The Verdant Braes' Green. And it's an old love song, probably from the 19th century, in the English language. And it's a young woman who's lamenting the fact that men seem to be untrustworthy. And she doesn't like any of them at all. In fact, in one verse, she says that she doesn't like an old man for his day is nearly done. And she doesn't like young men because they're fair for everyone. And she, having eliminated the whole male species, she says she'll go up in a tree and rob wild birds' nests. And this is a woman with problems. Anyway, that's the song, The Verdant Braes' Green. But it's got some beautiful lyric poetry in the song. It's actually one of my very favourite love songs. And I don't know why, but it is. As I roved out on a May morning by the verdant braes of Screen, oh, I placed my back to a hawthorn bush to view the sun in the west country and the dew on the forest green. Oh, lad, I spied near a burnside with a lass 'neath an elder tree. Her lips, they were like the bonny brown berry, and she all pale and wan to see, and she all pale to see. Oh, come sit you down on the grass, he said, on the dewy grass, oh, the small birds, they have come and gone since I my true love seen, she said. Since I my true love have seen, and I'll not sit on the grass, she said, nor love of thine, for I hear you love a Connaught maid, and your heart's no longer mine, she said, and your heart's no longer mine.
Of a wild bird's nest, and
To the arms that I love best, she said. To the arms that I love best.
Thank you. Thank you. What next do you mean?
Right, well, I don't know why I'm stuck on O'Carolan and the 1600s, don't ask me why, but as we're talking there earlier, I'd like to play you a piece of music now which dates back to that period, and again, this is an old harper's tune. It may even be an old traditional march. I imagine that it was played in the harp, and this is a more traditional sounding piece of music than the piece I played for you earlier. I don't have a title. Now that was probably, that piece of music there was probably more in keeping with the kinds of tunes you might have heard in Ireland if you were alive in the 1600s. And the only reason why O'Carolan's music is so popular today is because his music makes up the vast, or rather the large bulk of the old harp music that we have today. And unfortunately, most of the piece of music that were composed by the other harpers, it's all gone. And also at that period of time, there was a lot of musicians being brought over from Europe to Ireland. So in O'Carolan's music, you have a certain kind of a classical influence that may not have been there. So that's the end of your lecture for today on O'Carolan. No more O'Carolan.
Back to the swabbing.
Yeah, a couple of jigs. Oh yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that lovely round of applause. And we're going to finish off now, and there's some more people going to come on after us. And we'd like to thank you for being here, and I'd like to thank Mick Maloney. And and we're going to finish off with some nice, lively dance tunes, which I have no idea what they're going to be, but I'll come up with it.